This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Punch as comes in Panama City. Line or coal. Michael. Less torrid pace. So a day where you have the stock drop and interest rates somewhat to blame, conversation about that was minimal compared to Michael. I always say America Tonight is about the buzz across the land. And of course, with wall-to-wall coverage on Michael, that's what people were talking about, seeing the messy photos where all of a sudden, pieces of houses were dangerous projectiles that went through cars, knocked into walls, and just all kinds of crazy, especially with the water and especially with the mess that it's now left in its wake. Mexico Beach, because there's a place called Mexico Beach in Florida, is basically ground zero. That's where it came in, Michael did. And coming in, it did not come in with a whimper. The damage, just, I'm sure, millions of dollars, tens of thousands of places were hit. I shouldn't say tens of thousands. Thousands of places were hit by this, especially the damaged roofs. It was a Cat 4, and it's going to hit. It definitely spread to several states. But the Army Corps of Engineers knows that the main damage started with that Mexico Beach area, where you look out from a coastal view in a higher concrete kind of condo where some of those were spared. And you look out and all you could see was debris. It looked like toothpicks, kind of like what you see when there's a tornado. It's devastating. I mean, you know, Hurricane Florence just slammed the Carolinas last month. So what happens is you get these blue tarp roof patches, and that's all over the Carolinas. Now you're going to see that in parts of Florida, in the panhandle, too, in some of those towns. FEMA and the local governments, of course, are going to call on the Corps of Engineers to help with the downed trees from the roads and the debris, the damaged homes and the buildings I mentioned, the destruction shows that you've got trash of about 1 million cubic yards is what they're saying. So recovery is going to be tough, but the first thing you got to do is clear the roads so the crews can get in. That's one of the very first things on the checklist. You got 2,000 National Guard soldiers activated to help with the storm. You know, it hit Florida State University's campus in Panama City about 116 miles an hour. It hit the Air Force Base there, same thing, about 119. It was pretty bad when it came in. And it was in the afternoon when it hit, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon through 5 o'clock, and it fell just short of a Category 5 by 2 miles an hour. Whew. Wow. Well, some people tried to ride it out. Some people left. I always think in these cases you're smart to leave because, you know, what if the power's knocked out anyway, and then the roads are jammed up because of what I just said, the debris's everywhere, So it's catastrophic. If roofs are blown off, what is your house going to be like anyway? And it was historic. It's historic. Not as bad as Andrew, if we wanted to try to compare, because people always try to compare hurricanes, but pretty darn bad. Pretty darn bad. In Panama City, you know, rainwater leaking through ceilings, light poles toppling, terrible winds. I mean, it's what we've described before. People who decided to ride it out, sitting in bathtubs, trying to hide away in crawl spaces. And I'm surprised at the numbers, supposedly, of people who decided they were gonna wait it out. They're gonna try to wait it out. 100 mile an hour winds in some of those spots I just mentioned. Whew. Nothing like Hurricane Camille in 1969, which was awful, but still pretty darn bad. Tell that to the people who lost cars, who lost houses, who are losing their minds trying to figure out, oh, now we got to put this all back together. You know, when you walk through your living room and it's just nothing but water and everything's destroyed, and you know it's just a total loss. And what does the insurance cover and what doesn't cover? What doesn't it cover? Because then that becomes the reality for people, and it's rough. Right? It's rough. Trees that have slammed into houses that were uprooted. And this is what you get when you get, you know, that kind of devastation from a Cat 4 that was almost a Cat 5. And while that was happening, there were some nervous people on Wall Street because the Dow Jones dumped over 800 points, the NASDAQ down dramatically, the S&P down big time. So much of this probably centering around interest rates. The interest rates have definitely gone in a different direction, meaning higher. And the higher interest rates always causes, especially when it's been so low and the economy's hot, sometimes it causes the beginning of a correction, let's put it that way. But how much of a correction is the thing? And how many people decide to panic and sell and not ride out the up and down of what a market does? Nervousness builds, right? It does. And when that happens, you can't control what the sell-off is. Because you got mortgage rates on 30-year home loans hitting about 5%, and that's an 8-year high. So when you see that happen, and then you look at borrowing, well, that's a lot of times where you'll see you'll see that happen. And when it's a bear market, that sends the fears high, right? Rather than a bull market. And what does that do for people who are in a consumer-based industry? There's a lot that can happen, but does it make a sort of an adjustment there? And then while that was going on, you had an ex-assistant in the $1.2 million Goldman Sachs wine theft case jumping to his death from the 33rd story window. Wow. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Of America tonight. A couple of quick things. We're going to have a conversation with Mario Lopez. That's coming up next here on ATN. And Mario Lopez, you might remember him from Saved by the Bell or a zillion other television appearances that he was involved in. I think when he was a kid, he was even on Golden Girls. He started acting when he was like 9 years old. And he's on Extra. He's got a radio show. He's been on Broadway, yada, yada. So he's been all over the place. And he has this kind of thing with his family where they, when they sit down to eat meals, like you cannot have any electronics at the table, which for someone like him, an actor, a guy who gets called all the time, that's got to be, in some ways, that's got to be pretty tough. But anyway, he and his wife have that rule. He talks about it with me coming up next and talking about some of the things that he's been in and even a little sports, because the Dodgers, as they continue to roll through the playoffs, he's a big Dodger fan, of course, living in L.A. and growing up in Los Angeles. But he was on Saved by the Bell forever. That show, when you're on a television show that's on the air for 5, 6, 7 years, that's pretty big. And I think Saved by the Bell, I mean, it's pretty much, It was on through the mid-90s. So how about that? And he's a big fitness dude and et cetera. But anyway, he joins us on the show and he talks about that whole thing about no electronics at the table. And then we have a conversation with Kathy Pickett, who says there was a wrestler named the Ultimate Warrior, who says that it was the Ultimate Warrior that really changed her life. So what does that mean? She talks about intuition. You know, that whole thing where people say, trust your gut, listen to your gut. Don't people say that all the time? Listen to your gut. And then you'll see a puzzled look in someone's face or like, well, what does that mean? Because they're not in touch with their gut and what it's telling them. It's your instincts. What are your instincts saying? What is your intuition telling you? And I'll tell you what, I believe in intuition. Because every time I go against my intuition, that's usually when I go down the wrong path. There's a fork in the road. Whoops, intuition's telling me one thing, or the gut, and then I'm thinking something else, and I go in the completely wrong direction. So I know some of you know exactly. I know all of you know exactly what I mean. And we're talking about that, too. I mentioned the, in talking about what was happening, of course, in D.C., so much is centering around, I mean, now the Kavanaugh stories, I don't think it's over, but he's a justice and he's in the thick of it now with the rest of the justices. Is there going to be any kind of a fallout from that? Well, who knows? Is the midterm elections, is that a referendum on what happened there? Let's see what happens with voting. I mean, there's a big push to get the vote out, but there's a big push by the Democrats and the Republicans to do that. So we keep seeing the same thing. It hasn't swung in one direction or the other. Until we know. I mean, until we see what the results are of that. And, of course, Hurricane Michael, like I mentioned, that's the big thing. Pummeling Florida, pushing north. That's what most of the conversation is about. And the Dow dropping 800 points because fear is rising on what the interest rates are. When the interest rates shoot up, you get used to it's not that. Well, what does that mean? And then some fear starts to spread. By the way, the UN post, now that Nikki Haley is out at the end of the year, but there wasn't any kind of discord between her or the president. In fact, they had a press conference the other day, so there's no issue with that. But it looks like Dina Powell could be the person that gets tapped for that. And who is Dina Powell? You've seen her face around. You might recognize her. She is a former White House aide. She was a deputy national security advisor. Now she's in a senior exec at Goldman Sachs. She's very close with Ivanka Trump and son-in-law Jared Kushner, who, of course, are senior White House aides. She had a friendly relationship when she left the White House, so there wasn't a problem with that at all. And she's definitely one of the candidates to replace Nikki Haley. And there's, I'm sure, some others that would make the list, too, because, of course, you got to get the approval to make that happen. And she has the resume, I suppose, for that, and that's what that's about. Any kind of a position, especially a position at the UN in that role, that's what that would absolutely, you know, require for that. But that's not until the end of the year. So she leaves. Somebody new comes in, maybe it's her. See what that process ultimately is like. And then there is the story of the merger. You want to hear about the merger? I'm going to tell you about the merger. Because I walk by these bloody pharmacies all the time. In fact, I go in them. If I was going to get medication, this is probably where I would end up. And the times I've had to, it is actually mostly where I end up. CVS's $69 billion merger with Aetna is approved in a deal that would probably can transform healthcare. Is it good for us or bad for us? Well, you figure there's 5 million customers a day. That means the brick-and-mortar locations would turn into frontline clinics for basic medical services and patient monitoring. So what does that mean? It means that medications, regimens, being out of hospitals, maybe the basic services, provided the right people are in there, it could be helpful. There'd be flu shots, minor illnesses would be treated. If you look at CVS, they've got 9,800 retail stores, and they've got 1,100 minute clinics. But I think that could, with the whole Aetna thing, that could explode. I don't know how they, obviously they think that they can merge it properly and that it won't just be the whole Scripps thing. You could get it all in one. I mean, there's certainly pressures and there's opportunity with what's going on in healthcare. So this may be a merger that helps us if you, it may. You know, we'll see. It closes by the end of the year. I need to know more about it. I dug around a little bit today. The key thing is, look, you and I, all of us know this. I've talked about this before. You go to the doctor. What do you want from the doctor? You want to know somebody who knows you, and you want to feel confident in what you're being treated for. And do you feel confident? Do you get the business about who you're going to see because they're not on the list and that's not what you're paid for? Are you getting subpar treatment because your fabulous doctor said, enough of this nonsense with this, with the healthcare system being upside down. I'm out of this business. I've seen that happen a ton. And, you know, frankly, our faith in the medical profession, it gets rocked because of that. Unless you had somebody who stuck around. Like, I have a doctor like that who does whatever he can to treat the people because he is at the point in his career, I guess, or in his life, where it annoys him what's happened, and he figures out a way to treat people, even if they don't have the right kind of insurance, which, bravo for him, that he can balance that out. By the way, a quick reminder, because I did get a couple of emails from peeps who were going down to Florida for business or family or whatever, you better check the airlines, because they have canceled hundreds of flights. So you'll get, I'm sure you get a free waiver and to travel some other way or to travel another time, but they've canceled a lot of flights, even for the next day. I mean, that'll open up quickly, but think of like Destin, Fort Walton Beach. They've got airports there. You guys got to be sure about that. And then you have Myrtle Beach and Savannah and Columbia, South Carolina, and all those other airlines where people fly into. And it's the worst thing in the world. If you don't check, you just assume, you know, you go and then it's canceled. Same thing with Amtrak, too, because they've got Amtraks that'll be affected by this. Hang with us. Kathy Pickett talking about intuition, your gut, coming up next on ATN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael came ashore in the Florida Panhandle, whipping 155-mile-per-hour winds. National Weather Service Director Louis Uccellini says it's still a dangerous Category 3 storm en route to Georgia.
We still have hurricane-force winds, great circulation system moving right towards southwest Georgia. Very dangerous.
Agriculture in Georgia is in jeopardy with high winds and flooding. farmers could lose their entire crop, most of which is ready for harvest. Florida Governor Rick Scott says search and rescue crews are out looking to assist people wherever they can.
They're very aggressive right now. These teams are getting out there to assess the damage and to provide any resources anybody needs.
At least one death has been reported. Nearly 400,000 homes and businesses are without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Really excited about our next guest. Boy, oh boy, she has written a book that really speaks to me. The book is called Spirit of Belief, How the Ultimate Warrior Led Me to Trust Intuition. Her name's Kathy Pickett. Kathy, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, Kate, this is a wonderful opportunity, and I thank you for hosting this interview and for letting me get my message out there.
Yeah, let's talk about intuition. Why you think intuition is so powerful?
Well, you know, there's so many reasons as to why. And I know for me, it's been amazing because I think so many people just kind of bypass this. And, you know, because we have those logical minds that, which I do too, and you just go to, you know, that in your head, and you know, you don't really take a lot of time to dig deeper into whys and hows, and our lives are crazy like that, so it's hard for us to do that. And I grew up, you know, and this word is synonymous with so many other words. And I grew up, you know, having it called your conscience and, or instincts and, you know, all of that. And a lot of times, you know, people always say those expressions, you go with your gut and all that, and maybe we do, but I think a lot of times people don't. You know, they don't go with that hunch or that feeling until you get enough things, until you have enough things happen where you can kind of see a pattern and connect those dots. And, you know, and it's kind of a challenge explaining it to people who maybe they don't have that in their life and they haven't had enough to connect with until you do. And I think that's true of a lot of things, too, with people, not just, you know, maybe psychic abilities, but just acting on that in general in your own life and just, you know, saying, you know, I had a really good feeling about that or even a bad feeling about that. And I think those are just words we throw around. And I don't think we really get the connection between that and how that really works with, you know, your heart and the feelings. That's much more important than the logic. But they got to balance out. And that's what I try to say, too. We got to balance it out. But I think people overlook it. I think that, you know, we need to be more aware of how that really can benefit us.
So that's perfect place to go with this. How can people listening to this, and of course picking up your book, but how can they be more aware?
Well, I think there's a lot of processes that people can do. It's just a matter of giving it your time and effort, just like anything that you would do in your life. If it's something that you really want to aspire to do or to get better at, you will put in the time. It's pretty much, you know, can versus can't. And for me, it was more indirect. You know, I never was invoking, let's say, you know, warrior at all. I really was just doing things in my life before I even had signs. You know, and I was doing yoga and I was meditating, and, you know, those things are not for everybody. But it can be as simple as just doing things you enjoy and doing things that you love that fill you up, and we just don't pick up on that. We think we have to be doing, you know, these other things that I mentioned, like meditation, and that where that isn't for everybody. Or just being in touch with nature. You know, just going outside, and, you know, your senses are so stimulated in that way. And we give up a lot of that when we grow up. We think, oh, that's for kids, and, you know, kids do all that. And but no, it's for everybody. And, you know, there's so many little things, and just the elements of, you know, nature. If you're around things like, we always get the earth and we always get the air, but, you know, fire and water and, you know, all those things that people, you know, they don't think about. But there's a lot of other things you can do that make you feel good. And when you feel good, then that's going to align with your thoughts. And that in turn could set you up for, you know, intuition to flow in your life with synchronicities. And so we spend so much time, I think, being negative that we're overlooking the good. And I think that needs to, you know, come out more in people. And just, you know, it doesn't need to be your 9-to-5, you know, it could be your other hobbies and your interests that I think, you know, people need to express more and just, you know, be creative in whatever way works for you. So it's little things. I think it's little things.
Yeah. That really matter. You gave us some great ideas in there. Taking a breath, going out in nature, letting the flow happen. It's getting in tune with yourself, with that flow and feeling good. You specifically said that when you feel good, really, that's when you feel your intuition, right?
Right. And I think with a lot of people, and I know I'm the same, but patience is the key, and consistency. And, you know, as even parents, or even if you're not a parent, but we always say that, you know, kids, you know, they're so impatient and all this. But we are too. We have that same mindset, like, okay, I'm going to do this tomorrow. You know, it's this going to happen or that's going to happen. And that isn't always the case. And, you know, when you talk to spirit or however that you connect, you can say specific things and you can have like a little timeline, but you have to let it go. And I know, and I struggle with that too. You have to get rid of the outcome and just, you know, set your intention and just let it be. You know, but I think it's difficult for people because we're human and we get frustrated and say, well, I tried that and it didn't work. But there's different ways that you can try things, you know, like even with meditation, it doesn't have to be this way that I think maybe a lot of people in society view it as being, you know, it could be very simple. And but keep doing it. Just keep doing it and start small. And I think that's what I'm trying to tell people, that there's so many myths out there about so many things. But if you just start small and you really are consistent with it, then it's going to matter. But it's, you know, it's not a sprint. And I think, you know, we're always like that because we want something so bad and, I've been that way too. But you just need to pace yourself and just, you know, take your time with that. And then you'll notice little things that turn into bigger things. And I think that's how it is for everybody, no matter what you're doing in life. It doesn't have to be, you know, psychic work or anything. So, I think that's what we need to do. And we feel like everything in our life is time, which it is a lot with people, with schedules. But I think, you know, if you slow down a little bit, and just give yourself that time, you know, things will manifest for you. So that's how it is, you know, for everybody. And I think we need to remember that.
Yeah, I think, I mean, all that is really, really great advice. What has happened in your life when you haven't listened to your intuition?
Oh, gosh. You know, I ignored things for so long. And I think we tend to do that because we just have this mindset like, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do it like this and too bad. And for me, I would have a physical sensation like, and this is probably very common with a lot of people where we have that maybe down in our gut. And, but it's not the fun feelings. Like, you know, people say butterflies or before you do something fun, you know, like how I was excited for today. No, it's like that bad feeling. Like that's telling you don't do this, or maybe you can do this, just not right now. I've had that a lot with other things, and I, you know, I didn't listen to it. And, you know, everybody says your body doesn't lie. And I've read that so many times, but it could be different for different people. You might not have a sensation there, but you know, you might have just something else that's just more of a knowing, like, I think this isn't going to go well, but I'm going to do it anyway. So you talk yourself, you know, through it. But mine was in my gut. And, you know, I don't want to say that I regret certain things because I'm trying to look at them like, no, they're learning experiences. And then, you know, for the next time, you know, how to improve on that. You know, because we hate to live with regrets. So maybe you might just regret the how, you know, but maybe not the what. Mm. And so, yeah. For me, that's where it goes.
Yep.
It still will do that. But now I know better, you know, to listen. And like I said, it's different for different people. So when you have things, you know, even write them down. I was told that forever. Write stuff down because then you'll remember. And I think that helps a lot better than just, hey, wait a minute, you know, didn't this happen before? And, you know, but we're quick to jump the gun. I know I am. I still am. But I'm learning, you know, and I think that's right. How it is. That's why we're here.
Yep.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, I love that. Write it down. Absolutely. So in closing, and there's so much meat in this, what do you hope people take away from your book?
You know, I just want them to, you know, and I'm going to quote Warrior on this, you know, because I just think it's so powerful. He had so many great speeches. Inspire, don't instruct. I just blogged that today, because I just think, you know, there's so much we want to share, but just to believe in your own power, even if you're not inclined to be, you know, spiritual in that way, we all have that in us, no matter how you believe it and no matter what you believe and, you know, what you're sending out there, just to trust and to just, you know, believe in yourself. That's the biggest key of all. And that, you know, my book, even though it's, you know, dealing with a celebrity, which I know could be intimidating for some people, you can sub him out for anybody else, you know, anybody else that's possibly passed or, you know, things that you get in your life. And mine, you know, there's humor in life. And I think, again, as adults, we overlook that, you know, to just look for those little things and just to, you know, be inspired that way, because that'll lead, you know, to bigger things. And I hope that people can connect and relate in that way, just knowing that, you know, we can all be inspired by whoever and whomever, but we need to be that person for ourselves the most.
I love it. I want to tell everyone to pick up the book Spirit and Belief, How the Ultimate Warrior Led Me to Trust Intuition by Kathy Pickett. Kathy, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Kate. This was a blast. I just hope I can, you know, educate and inspire people to believe in their own power. And I love this. Thank you so much for this.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What a pleasure to welcome Mario Lopez to the show. You remember him from Extra, Dancing with the Stars, A.C. Slater, oh, my favorite show, Saved by the Bell, and a myriad of television appearances. I mean, every time I turned around, I saw Mario Lopez's mug on some magazine. So cute, so talented, and happy, happy birthday, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for that sweet introduction. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, quite a resume. I mean, it's got. I was thinking about this today because I saw you one time with your parents, and you were talking about how proud you were. They must be incredibly proud of you. When you were growing up, did you ever think you'd have this kind of career that was just so explosive, so big in so many different directions?
No. You know, the answer, I mean, first generation here, so my parents were immigrants, and they didn't know anything about this. It just sort of it was an accident, to be honest, and it fell into it. But I'm very grateful.
Yep, and I bet you they're grateful for today because today is your birthday. So happy, happy birthday!
Thank you. I know. Appreciate it.
Yeah, 35. You don't look a day over 30, right?
No, I'm 45.
I know you're 45, but you don't look 45. Yeah. And what does 45 look like anyway? And part of that, I'm sure, is keeping yourself in great shape. Is that hard to do when you're on the road and you have the kind of life you have and you have children, small children?
It is. It is, you know, especially when you're traveling on the road, you're eating out, you know, it requires a certain discipline and stuff. I'm not a calorie counter or anything, but try not to eat my crappy food, if you will, all the time. So it is tougher when you're traveling a lot.
And so one of the things that where people can catch you is you've got this YouTube channel where you're cooking alongside your wife and your kids. And how did that all start?
Yeah, that's the Lopez Family YouTube channel. And we just kind of wanted to represent the five F's, which are family, food, fitness, faith, and fun. And try to give a positive portrayal, and thought it'd be cool videos later on to look back at for our kids. So, we're having a good time with that. And that's why I was really excited to partner up with Undeniably Dairy, because that essentially is the same message, where they're focusing on families getting together for meals and really bonding. Their studies show that half the people bring devices to the table, whether it's iPads, phones, whatever, and you're not really connecting, right? So it sort of defeats the purpose. So, you know, it's a big rule at Casa Lopez. We put away everything and we engage as a family. So, you know, I'm happy to be partnering with them.
Yeah, and talking about Undeniably Dairy, the campaign that they did, the survey, as you're well aware of, Mario, they explored how people connected and how they felt with farmers and their local food sources. And this survey was brilliant, actually. 7 out of 10 Americans think it's important to get to know the farmers who make the food they eat. When you and I were kids, we weren't doing that. I think that's very, very cool, don't you?
I think it's great that people are starting to want to learn more from where their food comes from. And another thing with Undeniably Dairy is learning about the dairy farmers, and they're all family oriented, and it's usually over generations. And people really will respond to that. And I think, you know, how can you not support them? So, I'm happy to hear that people are starting to be more inquisitive about what they're putting in their bodies and where it's coming from.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say that I went and checked out your YouTube channel. It's great, and you share recipes and whatnot. And one of the recipes that caught my eye, and somebody even sent it to me, just bits and pieces of it. I wanted you to give us kind of an overview of it, because my listeners would appreciate this. As I, besides this, I also do a show on NBC where I talk about sports, and you know how that is, Mario. You sit down, you watch a game or two. This bacon and cheddar macaroni casserole. Ooh, what are the key things to making that correctly?
You know, it's taking your time and just following the steps, to be honest. I think people like to get creative, especially when they're making the casseroles. But there's a lot of trial and error. And so I think if you just kind of, when you're starting out, stick to the steps, you should be fine. If I can do it, then, you know, anyone can do it.
And I'm going to tell everyone that I'm going to put that up so everybody will be able to see that on Facebook. But you do,
Great. You
know, you do the whole grain elbow macaroni, unsalted butter, the usual stuff. You've got low fat milk in it. You've got reduced fat cream cheese, and it just makes your mouth water. And boy, oh boy, sounds so good. And it is perfect to watch, football. I wondered this about you, I didn't see this anywhere, but I guarantee, I know this, I know you're a sports fan. Are you a big Rams fan, or are you with those Chargers who tried to leave San Diego and now they're claiming L.A.?
I'm the Chargers because I was originally from San Diego and now claim L.A.
You are the fan. You need to get people in L.A. behind them, because you got a great quarterback in Philip Rivers. But the problem is San Diego is great when you were watching them in San Diego, but now you got these two teams in L.A., which actually makes it kind of interesting, because, as you know, and especially doing all the entertainment and everything you were, there was no team in L.A. for a while.
No, I know. We ended up with two. Well, winning solves everything, but I'm pretty much L.A., supportive all the way. I'm with the Chargers, Dodgers, Lakers. So those are my teams.
Yeah, do you like the Dodgers' chances this time around after going to the World Series last year and just losing in that seventh game?
I was there for game one with my son. Cool moment. Got to, with the Boys and Girls Club, hand the ball off at the first pitch. And then I was there for game... Actually, I was there for game one and two and game seven, where we unfortunately lost it all.
Yeah.
But, we're 8 games away from winning it all, so we'll see.
All right, so go Dodgers. I'm with you on the whole Dodgers thing. I'd be remiss not to ask you this because I know people have heard me talk about Saved by the Bell. I really did. I really loved that show growing up, and so many great episodes. Is there one moment that stands out for you in all that time with Saved by the Bell, like the best moment?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, it was all sort of like a blur because I went to high school, real high school, at the same time. But it was fun, and just as a whole, you know, had a great time with it.
Yeah, and it seemed like all of you were close. You even had, like, reunions and stuff, right?
Yeah. No, all get along, which is fortunate because that's not always the case.
Yeah. And of course, all those years being in Hollywood, being an actor, then doing a show where you dealt with every single day entertainment has just exploded. And you've seen that over the past decades, right? That the quest or thirst for more knowledge on what's happening with actors, et cetera, I think it's just gotten bigger and bigger. What do you think?
Well, I'm happy about that, and I agree with you, and that's why I've been able to host my entertainment show Extra for 10 years and also my radio show On with Mario for another 5. So, you know, I hope it continues to be the case. But I'm a big fan, too, of entertainment in general. I love TV. I love movies, music. So, you know, very grateful for what I do.
Yeah, and in doing that, you've met so many people, and this is another one of those kind of hard questions, but was there somebody that you interviewed or talked to that you just really loved talking to them? Some actor, somebody that we would recognize?
I mean, there's a lot, to be honest. I mean, I think the bigger the star, the cooler they end up being. So, I mean, so many to name, but, you know, especially when you're the ones you grew up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as a kid, when you meet your childhood heroes, it's always great.
Yeah. Did you ever interview Clint Eastwood?
Yes, I have. He was actually one of the last on my list. Funny you say that on my bucket list to interview. And he did not disappoint. He was super cool and, you know, legend. So really appreciated that.
Well, he probably could appreciate you because, like you, he understands the value of learning a lot about a lot of different things. He's that kind of guy. I had the chance to interview him, too. And what's cool about Clint, as you know, is, you know, does the actor thing, but then gets behind the camera, gets behind a lot of these films, and you see the success that he's had, which has been pretty incredible, right?
Right. Yeah. Right, yeah. Exactly. No, I agree. Huge fan.
Well, I know it's your birthday. We don't want to keep you for too long, but I got to ask you about your gorgeous kids. What's that like, the whole father thing?
Oh, I love it. You know, I feel very blessed. It's up to me to keep going, but, you know, got one of each, and it's the best role I've ever had. And another reason why I was happy to kind of partner with the campaign, to stress the importance of family, get together over a meal and making it a priority.
Yeah, so let's bring it back to that as we end this. Undeniably Dairy, that campaign, they did the survey of over 2,000 adults to explore how connected people felt with farmers, their local food sources, and together, like you said, at Casa Lopez, no devices, no phones, no iPads, none of that, right?
Right. No, they did have them bring, unfortunately, some sort of device to the table, but everyone agrees that...
Yep, I think it's...
When you're without it. So, you know, it's a rule at our...
I think it's good because that sharing meals thing is so impactful. You know that, I'm sure, from growing up, too, as well. So happy birthday. Enjoy the rest of the day. And thanks for spending some of it with us, Mario.
You got it. Nice speaking with you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.